I think everybody's off mute.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm thinking about changing the opening, just doing the drop and then straight into the music or whatever we're doing. Instead of doing the little snippets in front. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, sometimes the snippets are very good.
I like the snippets sometimes.
To me, it depends on if you have anything in the snippets.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't. I'm kind of searching sometimes.
And that's why it's like, because we like don't talk a lot. I'm tired.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm tired. My nose is itchy.
What's up, everybody? This is Sammy from the Wily Ones, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
Someone like you, someone that always comes through. I guess my life needs a soundtrack. Till now I walked on a wire, I was still playing with fire. You put them pieces of me back. This feels so totally right. You made me whole again. You made me something to believe in, believe in. People talk, but I'm not listening. And all that noise, the truth is missing. You always get with my position. You made me whole again. You gave me something to believe in. No prophets I can trust in, but girl, you keep me breathing. Sometimes things, they just work out.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Rockin' in the Dirt, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
April,
Luis,
and Logan.
And in today's episode, we are looking at Alec Chambers, brought to us by Black Panda PR and Amanda Carney from that company. So we appreciate Amanda sending the EP for Alec Chambers to listen to. Mm-hmm. The song we listened to coming in was Whole Again, and that is the title track of the EP, and we'll let April take it away.
All right, so just to get out of the way some business stuff. Alec Chambers, he is 19 and he's from Connecticut. And I don't know if he's ever traveled outside of back east, but for the main part in his career, he has mainly worked in the tri-state area. He's been performing regularly at the Path Cafe, Rockwood Music Hall, and The Bitter End, and has also performed, I don't know if it was just a one-time deal or if it's continuously performed, at the Montauk Music Festival. So that's really cool.
Okay.
And as he's doing this, he's been working closely with a platinum producer, Sarah Nagrini. My nose is all snuffy.
You need a Kleenex, April?
No, Sarah Nagrini. And has also worked with the Grammy Award winner, Lee Groves, who's worked with the Black Eyed Peas, John Sibbles, who's worked with Eve Six, and Robbie Guariglia, who's worked with Oh Honey.
Well, on Whole Again, when I went to the course, when you mentioned Black Eyed Peas, I could hear that.
Yeah, so could I. And I know he has gone out a little bit because he's been to Nashville, where he's worked with Chris Rodriguez, who's worked with Keith Urban. And he's also worked with Aaron Espy and performed at the Bluebird Cafe. I don't know if that was a one-off deal either, but
okay.
But he has been down there and everything. And, mm-hmm. And I did mention he is 19, so he is fairly young, and this EP has just recently come out. But he writes each song. You know, he's, if not the full, just the sole writer, he's a co-writer. He's involved in all the processes, and he can also play multiple instruments, which is pretty impressive. Good. And he's kind of, and he started out young with that. He's said at 12 he was learning to play guitar off of YouTube, and
that's young really for learning instruments.
Yeah,
for multi instruments, usually it's just multi, you key on one.
Yeah,
so. Multi. Yeah,
but.
But so I can see where they kind of mention him as a, not a savant, but a,
he's not a prodigy.
But he's a,
they describe him as virtuosic.
Virtuoso?
Yeah. I mean.
Virtuistic, I think, yeah, is what you're, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, like a virtuoso. And,
Isn't that basically prodigy version.
Kind of. Yeah, it's just another word for it. Now back to the actual music, you know, that business out of the way, you know.
Are you whole again, April?
I'm not. Tonight I'm in no mood to beat around the bush. I'm sorry, Alec. You've caught me on the wrong night.
Oh, I like Alec.
To be a soft little teddy bear. I like him, too. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with his music to me, but at the same time, there's nothing great.
He hits my pop
section. Yeah, I thought it was pretty good,
which is very odd for me. And
that's all right.
It's all right.
Exactly.
It's nice. Yeah. You know, and that's what the first thing I put down was poppy. Like a Disney radio plan, you know, attracting the younger teenagers.
The first thing I thought about is he's going to be compared to Justin Bieber.
That's what I wrote down for his second song on the EP, which is Lost in Translation. I put J. Bieber.
Well, it's because of his look, because he has that clean-cut kid look. He started in his teens. Bieber started younger, yes, but it's still kind of that still poppy sound that Bieber started with. And he had, you know, Bieber did go into some of the rap stuff because, you know, he was affiliated with, who discovered him? I just went completely blank.
I don't know. I don't pay enough attention to Justin Bieber.
He's a rap song.
I know.
He's a rap
song. I don't pay enough attention to Justin Bieber to know.
Usher or something like that? Or
Usher. Maybe. It's probably him.
Yeah.
But it's like, that's who I see Alec being compared to. Because he has a higher voice range as well.
Well, see, I compare him more to Shawn Mendes, who is another kind of breakthrough artist who, he's had one hit single, which is Something Big. And I can play it for you afterwards that I thought of listening to Hole Again. I did like it when it went into the chorus, when it went all, not complete dubstep, but it had elements of dubstep in there, which was really cool.
And that's where I got the feel of, I could see where
Black Eyed Peas
kind of gave him some influence.
Yeah. Yeah, his picture is like, when I saw his picture, it's black and white. It seems very serious, and it reminded me of a Jake Bug picture. But I don't think this music doesn't match the picture.
No, not at all.
No, it doesn't.
No.
The cover of the album kind of.
That matches. But the other picture we were saying, just as like kind of a headshot or whatever. Yeah, I know nobody knows these people, but I know these people. And the first thing I thought of when I saw his face, I said, oh, he's like the Leota twins. Because we have a town around here, Leota. And
nobody out of these.
There are twins that live there. Leota twins. They look a lot like him, which is kind of cool because I'm friends with him.
That's funny.
But, I mean, my whole deal is like, his music is very geared to a younger audience, which is fine. Yeah. But that also, I don't know, takes away from it. Because all that he's singing about, all, you know, the music in general, it's just very 1D, 2D.
So,
and like I said,
if
that's
you had it in an alternate language that you didn't understand, that would be great then.
It'd still be a pop song.
Either way, yeah.
Still sounded very good to me.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
I like the
pop sound.
I would listen to it.
Lost in Translation is another upbeat song. It's, you know, basically about a boy and a girl, or him and a girl, you know.
Breaking up.
Things happen. Things get lost sometimes when you're trying to talk to people. And, I mean, relationships you got to work with.
I did like that. I like that song, but I like his music more for the instrumentals. Just because of, you know, the lack of depth when it comes to the lyrics. Because to me, it's just petty probs.
And I don't, the first two, I don't really know if he's intending to be a heavy type deal. It's wanting to be poppy and fun.
Right.
Where the last two, I feel like, had a little bit more depth to them. Not a lot, but a little.
See, and that's the thing, where I put
Liquor Street for sure.
I put, this is going to sound so weird, because I take notes like a weirdo. I put Shallow Pond Faking Depth. Because because I can tell he's trying to put it in there. He's trying to give some volume,
but he just
some
can't.
Life to. But I don't think it.
Well, you also gotta think of the age, too.
Yeah, I know. And that's 19, what I'm about to bring up. I don't think he's had... I mean, this 16-year-old... He's going, this 16-year-old girl trying to tell me I am mature enough. I ain't mature enough. I know. No one's... But, yeah, I think he's a little young to be... You know, trying for those deeper songs, and maybe if he has had some more experiences, I think he should.
Don't become a Taylor Swift.
Yeah, please, but he needs. You know,
no matter what, the sound quality good. So that's
I enjoyed the sound.
Yeah, I did.
The music, even the slower ones, kind of had the poppy feel to it still. So it's
it was all
and like
pop.
I said, it hit my pop nerve. I guess you would call it. It just
I liked it. I think he's got great. Like this is a great. Launchpad, like it's a great start. I think you know, as he gets older, or maybe not older, but just has more experiences, that's the more
shift.
Yeah, when he actually has that pull to draw that the emotions from.
We say don't be like Taylor Swift. Don't be like who's Hannah Montana.
Oh, Miley Cyrus.
No, don't do a Miley Cyrus either. Yeah. Oh,
don't be
gosh.
Her. Don't be Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Talk about some deep ends.
Be yourself.
That's how Justin Bieber was. He was a deep end.
Yeah,
he's cray cray. But yeah, it's just he's just got to grow.
Yeah, I found the music all right. I just I couldn't get into it, but that's just me though.
It's something I'd put in casually.
I basically only paid any attention to the lyrics in the first one, which I thought was very good. And the last one, which we left running for a few minutes, so. But the vocals went well with the song. I just didn't pay attention to exactly what he was saying for the rest of the song.
And sometimes that's the way it is. There's times where I listen just to the music. I just want the beat more than the lyrics.
Yeah.
And for his music, that's kind of how... The beat
and
first.
The voice works with the beat as a sound.
He is playing to a strong suit, which is
it's
smart.
Very good.
And that's what I think. I don't know if virtuoso is the word to describe him, but he's a talented kid, yes. You know, whether he's the next
young
Mozart. Young man.
Calling somebody older than your kid.
Yeah. She's got an old soul.
He's singing.
Yes, April does.
So I'm a kid.
I know, and I've got to remind people because it's like, I'm not saying I'm not a kid because I completely like straight up 5-year-old. But I don't know. He's singing more kiddish songs.
Yeah.
I really hope that. Even if he does stick with the pop realm, which is fine, it is a legit, genre. Mm-hmm. I like it. He needs to have it grow with him.
Yeah.
I'm laughing, remembering some of the parts in the first song. Where?
What are you remembering, Logan?
Don't worry.
Okay.
It's just...
He's making fun of me in his head.
Yep. Exactly.
Bring it on.
Nah.
I'll fight you hard.
Yeah. Well, on his... website, it's aleccmusic.com.
And it's A-L-E-C.
So it's A-L-E-C-C-M-U-S-I-C.com. Alec C. Music.
That's confusing.
Yeah, that is.
Right now, he just has his music on there on SoundCloud that you can download and listen to. He can get it on iTunes as well, so there's no actual physical album that I could see.
Right.
So it's all digital, which with EPs, a lot of them are that direction.
Yeah, with that little kind of music, I wouldn't even bring out a CD, especially if you're just starting out.
So this one, if you like the pop music, I say go for
it's
it.
Definitely
you'll,
good
you'll have
one
fun
and
with
everything.
It.
Yeah.
Even if you don't like the pop music, try one of his songs.
Just give her a shot.
Yeah, it's not.
What?
That's another one. On the second track, Lost in Translation, Before I Forget It, for some reason, the chorus sounded really, really auto-tuned.
Didn't bother me.
I don't know. Yeah, it just hit me, and I was like, ooh.
I liked the first two songs.
No, I liked it. It was just a weird deal. But I was just a little... I hate auto-tune, so it's like whenever I hear it, I'm just like,
auto-tune. I thought you said out of tune.
No, auto. Auto-tune. Robotic. Electronic. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
kind of. Okay. Now that I know what you're... Auto-tune. Oh, yes. Okay. I could hear that a little bit. Yes. Okay.
But that does remind me me and my friend went to Dighton. To a basketball game for Substate, and they had a saxophone player playing the national anthem, and You know, we're standing there staring at the flag and everything. And when I get, when everything gets done, you know, we're clapping all politely. And all, my friend looks at me and she's like, I could literally see your critiques in your head. And I was like, shut up.
They know you way too well.
She does. She's just like, I could see you like just picking it. And I was like, yep.
Pick it apart, pick it apart.
But yeah, I think, you know, there's nothing bad about his music that I could tell.
Yeah.
You know, it's just young music.
Yep.
Is what it is. It's a little
fledgling. And if you're young at heart like me, you'll enjoy it too.
Yep.
You got that pop genre niche that I like to scratch every so often.
Yeah.
So again, we'd like to thank Amanda Carney from Black Panda PR. I think that'll about do it, unless there's anything else.
Yeah, no, I just remember we are going out with Bleecker Street.
Yeah.
Bleecker Street.
Blecker.
I still don't know how to spell it.
It's spelled with two E's, and he pronounces it in the song, so.
I know, that's why I was so confused.
That's the only two words I know of that song. It's repeated quite often. You should know how to pronounce this just by hearing it.
Oh, I gave her the wrong pronunciation earlier, though.
All right, but that's what we're leading out with.
All right, so we hope everybody's having fun out there. We've had fun. And again, thank you to Black Panda BR and Amanda Carney. We will see everybody on the flip side.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Don't know why it crossed my mind in the cafe that one time. She gave a look that said it's done. Don't even say it, it's alright, I moved on. Seemed like she was everywhere. Found her socks under my chair. I found her shirt under the couch. Oh, get me out of this house. What do you know? I'm coming home, crossing the bridge and driving slow. I was so lost, and now I finally see. I hear the river coming in, yeah, I can feel it on my skin. Oh, and now I remember why I came to Bleecker Street. Was away from you too long, because you're where I belong. All I could think.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.